USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Mueller report released Thursday morning said there was not enough evidence to charge President Trump with collusion between his campaign and Russia during the 2016 presidential election. But some questions still remain after special counsel Robert Mueller gave 10 instances where he thought President Trump may have obstructed justice but can't suggest charges. President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News the whole report was biased.
I mean, that was not a fairly written report. It was a one-sided, highly biased report.
The annual Easter procession moves through the streets of Paris, a city devastated by this week's fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. The fire in Paris has some churches beefing up their security for Easter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 421. See store for details. U.S. only.
Once the Senate is back in session, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has some business he'd like to take care of, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introducing new legislation that would raise the national smoking age to 21.
So by raising the age that you could legally purchase to 21, tobacco won't be in most high schools, presenting fewer opportunities for children to get their hands on vaping devices.
He plans on introducing the legislation next month.
We're learning more into the past of Lori Loughlin's husband. There are reports that say fashion designer Massimo Giannulli lied to his parents about getting into USC and took their tuition payments to start his company. Giannulli's daughter, Olivia Jade, alluded to the story on a podcast just days before the college cheating scandal broke.
He wasn't ever, like, enrolled in college, but he, like, faked his way through it. And then he started his whole business with tuition money that his parents thought were going to college.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders pushed back against allegations that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report exposed a culture of lying at the White House. Sanders joined CBS this morning to discuss allegations that she personally misled the media back in 2017 when she said countless members of the FBI had lost confidence in FBI Director James Comey, which is what led to his firing.
Look, I've acknowledged that the word countless was a slip of the tongue, but it's no secret that a number of FBI, both current and former, agreed with the president's decision. Let's not forget that James Comey was a disgraced leaker who authorized spying into the Trump campaign. He brought a tremendous amount of politicization to the FBI and undermines the own agency that he was supposed to be in charge of and leading. It was one of the best decisions that the president ever made to get rid of him. And I'm thankful that the president is a president that is supported by law enforcement across this country, and that most law enforcement are not like James Comey, who turned out to be a dirty cop and has shown time and time again, day after day, that the president made the exact right decision in getting rid of him and putting somebody else in charge of the FBI.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1897 when the first Boston Marathon was ran and won by John J. McDermott in the time of 2 hours and 55 minutes and 10 seconds. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.